How do we answer the darkness of this world? On a Wednesday night in November, a 28-year-old man, a gunman, walked into the Thousand Oaks, California, into the Borderline Bar on college night, filled with people. He ended 12 lives before taking his own. Unfortunately, that's nothing new. In this country alone, there's an average of one mass shooting per day. It's a sad illustration of the Bible's comparison between grass and the fragility of human lives. Our lives are like grass. You mow your lawn one day and the grass clippings in the driveway are green, the next day they're brown. We are like grass, but we're not grass. There is something good and godly about the anger over something like the Thousand Oaks shooting, because God is angry. But it's not just with mass shooters that God is angry. This is what Moses says in Psalm 90. He says, "If only we knew the power of your anger. Your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you." I mean, just think of it. If only we knew how angry God was when you clicked that website that made someone's daughter, God's daughter, do unspeakable things. If only we knew God's anger, because he sees the tears that your high school friend still cries. If only we knew God's anger over the people who heard the hurt and the pain and the rage of that shooter, but said nothing. Your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. Just try to picture that. Now add up all of the praise and worship and song that our world owes to a God for his perfect love. Could you count it all up? His anger is no less. That's terrifying. I don't know what to do with that. But here's what God does. Moses goes on to say this. He says, "Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days." His answer is that he loves us. Some people will ask, you know, where is God when evil things are happening in the world? Well, God has an answer for that. His name is Jesus. In Jesus, God becomes us. As true God, Jesus has no beginning and no end, and yet he chose to take a beginning by being in the womb of a virgin named Mary. Jesus looked at this world of suffering, and he wanted to be near us. He saw our hurt, and he wanted to take it away. That's compassion. And he knew the only way he could do that was to suffer and die on a cross for our sins. The righteous one suffered for your unrighteousness and mine. That Jesus was judged guilty so that you would be judged innocent. And as hard as it is, and as much as it breaks our hearts and God's, God allows sinful people to do sinful things all the way up until the day when he comes again, because he wants us to hear about our forgiveness and live. That's God's answer to the darkness. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, teach us your anger over sin, but also your unfailing love by taking it away. Use us to reflect that love in a dark world. Amen.